Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all, honey. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Get into it, sisters.
Hi, everyone. It's been a minute, but welcome back to another episode of Flipping the Table. I am here with my good friend, Reality TV Kid. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I'm so happy to be back.
I'm doing good. We have so much to discuss because I haven't been making an episode of my podcast since early on in the season. But now that it closed and we have the wedding, there is a lot to discuss. So I'm excited.
Yes, a lot to get into. This is a perfect time.
All right. So let's go over like our episode list that we got from our good friend, Joey. So shout out to Joey for keeping up with the group events and making this list for us. So shout out to him. And on that list, we have about 15 group events. So I'm hoping that we will have at least 15 episodes and we won't get like 13 like last season. I feel like with all the newbies that came in, there's more content. But on the other hand, it wasn't more like 17 or 18 episodes because they had to film Teresa's wedding. So I feel like people have to put that into perspective.
Very true. But it's still a solid season. We had a lot
it's
of...
still a solid season. I mean, not much has been leaked, which is good. The only thing that has really been leaked was this finale party that happened last week.
It's so true. You know, literally, it came out of nowhere because everything was so under wraps. And then this like broke the internet.
It really did break the internet because something... I mean, do you know what happened?
I did, but do you think we should wait to get into it till the end? Because we have to make them... We have to cover some other stuff first, right?
I mean, this season has been kept so much under wraps that I really don't even know so much happened during the season that's like worthy of the discussion. I mean, the finale is probably a whole episode in itself, but like...
You're right. All right. Wedding. So, you know what? You're right. I think we should just jump right into it. Let's go.
Just jump right into it. Discuss the finale and Teresa's wedding. And I think we're good because not really so much has happened during the season. I mean, as we know of, I'm sure a lot happened, but just as we know of.
Of course. Yeah. But, so, I mean, I know you know more than me. I know what came out, but you take it away and let me hear what you got to say.
So, I mean, what basically this season, they went to Ireland, they went to the Jersey Shore. I'm not sure if the Jersey Shore trip was a full trip or just 1 or 2 days, but they went to the Jersey Shore. They went to Dublin, Ireland for 3 days. Dolores actually filmed with Paulie's, I don't know if it was his mother or his relative, so that'll be really nice to see. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we're going to jump right into the finale.
But side note, I'm just so excited they took an international trip because it's going to make the season so much better. We haven't had that in so long.
We haven't had that in so long. Like a European trip was like season 8.
Right.
And the other seasons, I mean, they went to Cabo and then Jamaica, but that's not really like Europe, like really out of the country.
Because people from America go there all the time. It's like, you know, so this is going to be something so different. I'm so excited.
I completely forgot about that. I'm happy that they actually went somewhere international.
Right. Going to be so fun to see. But yeah, go on. So we have a lot to discuss about this next part.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone who's listening has heard about it, but a lot happened at this finale that made Melissa and Joe not show up to Teresa's wedding. And I mean, what happened at the finale? How much should I go into? Basically,
Jack, I think you should go into it. You're not hurting anybody. You're saying what you know.
I guess. So it all started like months ago. I'm not really sure like the timeline of like how long ago it was, but basically Margaret's ex-BFF, her name is Laura, met up with Teresa and Jennifer. I don't know how many months ago, but met up with them because I guess Margaret did Laura dirty. And I guess that Laura wanted to kind of expose Marge to her then enemies Teresa and Jennifer. Now we see Teresa is all buddy buddy with Margaret. Jen, not really so much. But anyway, she met up with them. I guess they had, I don't know what their whole discussion was about, but basically she told them that when I guess Margaret was out with Melissa and other people in the city, New York City, I guess, I don't know who opened the car door, something. Mm-hmm. Melissa pretty much making out with some guy. And I guess Margaret told that girl, Laura, I mean, they're all sworn to secrecy, but I heard they're all sworn to secrecy. Margaret opened up her mouth and told Laura, which was probably not a good thing to do because they had a major falling out. Laura told Teresa and Jennifer. Teresa wanted nothing to do with this. She went down this road before season 4 or 5 with the whole rumors thing. She didn't want to do this again. Teresa's smart. Why would she want to do this again?
And she's in such a good spot with everyone and everything. So she's probably just staying out of it.
Yes. Right. So someone else on the cast heard it, I guess, kept it in their back pocket, brought it up at the finale and everything. Shit hit the fan. Bunch of fighting went on. And basically, Melissa and Joe Gorga are blaming Teresa for it when Teresa had nothing to do with it.
Right. I mean, that's what we know. And that makes sense. It's insanity. My opinion, there's been rumors about this before. People, you know, like legit witnesses had seen this. So you're on a reality show. You're Melissa Gorga. You're big. Most people know you. Your skeletons are going to come out of your closet. You know, like, it's a horrible situation. There's really nobody to blame, but I think it's just like, this is literally going to be jaw dropping if this really is what went down and what we're about to see. But
this is true. This is all alleged. So right. We don't know for 100% if it's true or not. I'm just reporting. I mean, don't shoot the messenger. This is just what I heard.
We don't know until it airs,
And nobody knows. I don't think like what people are saying. I don't think that Joe and Louis got into some kind of brawl. I just don't think that Louis, we see him. He's a nice, cool, calm, collected guy. Like, he's going to get into like a physical fight with Teresa's brother-in-law right before their wedding. I mean, I just don't see that.
He's not confrontational like that. Like, what? I don't think he could really say anything that would set Joe Gorga off that much to, you know, go after him like that.
Yeah. If anything, Louis was just defending Teresa.
Right. I'm sure.
That's what I see happening. And maybe some kind of argument went on there. But, you know, I feel bad for Teresa that they didn't even end up showing up to the wedding. Like, okay, so Melissa, sad. Whatever. But like Joe Gorga, out of all people, her brother. Put on a calm face, support your sister. You know, that's my opinion.
Jack, like this whole, whatever this drama is, if it's true, obviously rumors and cheating allegations are horrible to go through, but in a few years from now, nobody's going to care about that. That's so petty for you to skip out on your only sister's wedding, who's the rest of her family. She is either dead or she doesn't really have a big family. He's the only person that she really has. Show up. Like, this little drama, he's going to regret not showing up for his sister.
Yeah. And that's really like the sad thing, that like my heart goes out for Teresa. I'm sure like there was like a video of her dancing with Louis, like the first dance, and everyone was like, why doesn't she look happy? She just got married. And I was thinking to myself, like, it's the first dance with her new husband. I'm sure she has a lot of emotions going on.
Right.
You know, Dina wasn't there, her best friend.
Right. Whatever someone's happened going through there. And also, people, I think, looked a little too deep into those kinds of things because Teresa also never really shows emotions like that. You know, like, even since season one, she doesn't break down crying. Like, she's very strong. So I think she was just kind of like trying to not show emotions. And I don't know. But you're right. Like, so much was probably going through her head. She was. So much.
I mean, she like, just got married and it's an emotion. Right. I feel like it's an emotional moment that she would. It's not a big deal if she sheds a tear. I mean, really.
Exactly.
For people especially, who are saying that, I think it's just.
Right. And a monumental moment like that for First Dance, it's so emotional. She has to be going through so much in her head.
Yes. And by the way, did you see that rumor that Melissa was escorted out by security at the bridal shower?
Yes, I heard and I saw.
Yeah, that's not true. I don't know who said that and saw her crying at the butcher's block. But I'm sure if she was or anything. Someone would have gotten a picture or something.
Right. But no way.
It was not true. It was made up and it was false.
Definitely. And the Butcher's Block is one of the most popping restaurants in New Jersey. So
yeah, it's such a really popular restaurant. I'm sure there was someone there, a fan or whoever, they saw her crying, they would have taken a picture or some kind of photographic evidence.
100%. And she's been in this business long enough. I don't think she's going to start hysterically crying in front of everyone, right?
Yeah, I don't think so either. And then there was something else I heard, but I'm going to wait for all the viewers to see it. Maybe, I don't know if it plays out on the season or maybe it's behind the season, but there was something with the Gorgas and Judices, like a little something. And I don't know how to like phrase this, but there was a little something that not like a terrible thing, but it was something that someone complained about. I'm sure you know what I'm kind of alluding to, something that someone complained about. And when she was asked, she said no or something like that.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying, I'll let the people, whoever's listening, figure that out. But
yes, so very
that was that.
Yeah, I guess it's a confrontational, or not a confrontational, but it's a, I don't know, a touchy subject that I guess they went through.
Just like, yeah, like a little bit of a touchy subject.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm going to phrase it as. And I'm going to leave that that there.
Yeah, that's a good hint. I mean, there's a lot to hint at, you know, that's kept under wraps and we got to see it play out.
Yeah. So that, I think that happened at the beginning of the season, earlier in the season.
Right.
And, you know, I guess all the viewers and everyone will find out, but I'm actually kind of happy that these kind of things were kept under wraps, except for the finale. Because I remember, like, every single year, there would be, like, that one big article that would come out about a huge feud, like the season. I remember season 11, it was Jackie and Teresa. That was in the tabloids months before the season came out. Teresa versus Margaret, season 12, months before the tabloids came out. There was nothing really that came out, except for we all knew about this before, that the Gorgas and Judices would have like a little something there, but everyone knew that already from the list. Right. But I didn't really see any big articles about the season's storyline. So I'm wondering like what it will be.
Right. But it makes it so much better, because when we hear about these crazy fights happening, once it airs, it kind of like plays it down a little bit, because our expectations are high and we don't know what to expect. So I'm glad that it's kept under wraps, because Jersey always delivers. They're going to bring drama, you know, so regardless, we're going to have a great season. I can't wait to see what they have.
Yes. And then I heard that a producer left and a new producer came in. So hopefully she made like some of good changes.
Yes. It's about time. We need and I'm so glad that they're making some cast changes. I mean, three new girls is a huge step, you know?
Yes. And they all pulled through. I mean, Danielle Cabral and Rachel Fuda are full time.
Insane. Like, this is a whole new era. Like, Jersey just does it so well. And it was worth waiting all these seasons for, you know, because last season it became really toxic and dark, but now it's just like a whole new generation of housewives. I'm excited.
Yeah. And you know, I just hope they don't do that thing with Tracy, but I think they didn't know what they were doing with Tracy. And then I heard that before they started filming the season, whoever they did with casting changes or new people, they wanted to make sure they were a good fit before they gave them any kind of status. So the Rachel and Danielle being promoted to full-time was kind of maybe like a last-minute decision.
Right.
Maybe not last-minute. I don't know what they did. Or if they didn't make any decisions. Personal scenes. I don't know what they did to make it like, because I think they did it with a few housewives before, but like Mary Cosby, they waited until mid-season to make her full-time. So maybe that was the same situation.
Definitely. I mean, it's a smart move, because you don't know how a housewife's going to interact with everyone, you know?
Yeah.
So it's great.
I'm excited. And we have Kim Fessler as a friend, and Jackie's also been me a friend. And I think Jackie will suit the friend role really well. I don't think it's a horrible thing. We're keeping her in the mix, but we're allowing new people to come in, which is what we needed.
Right. And I always say, unfortunately, I'm not a big fan of Jackie, but genuinely, I think when she was in drama, she kind of got overwhelmed and it was hard for her. So I think now that she's kind of cordial with everyone, it's good for her to be a friend of, so she can step back and kind of do her own thing and, you know, get involved when she wants, which is perfect for her.
Yeah, and I think it'll work out everything good. You know, I'm just, who knows when this season is going to come out. I'm hoping it's going to be a little earlier than last year, but you know, we never know.
Good thing about the newbies, because we mentioned it, I'm almost positive that they have filmed a good amount of solo scenes. So I think you're right. They were kind of testing them all, and then it just happened to be Danielle and Rachel who they chose. But it's good because I think they're all going to get a good amount of camera time and be involved a lot. So I'm glad they kind of tested all of them, and then they made it all the way to the finale and to the cast trip. So
that's like a big thing.
Yeah, definitely a big deal.
And I think that they overfilmed. Like, they may have filmed a lot more than they did last season, because they filmed about the same amount of time last year as it did this year. And we got 15 group events as what we counted.
Right. Right.
So I feel like they filmed maybe a little more of content, so we would have those episodes. And like, I guess wanted that wiggle room to see who would make full time. So maybe they filmed extra. I mean, that's just my guess. I don't know for sure.
No, you're right. Because and regardless, there's most of the time usually one or two events that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, there's definitely going to be some content. And when I noticed that, like, a lot of the time the groups would kind of be split up when filming. So I think you're right. They definitely put in a lot of different content. And I guess it'll be cool to see all of it play out.
Yeah. And then I kind of forgot what I was going to say, but.
What else do we have? We've covered the event. We covered the trip. There's just so much that's going to go down the season. I really think this is one of like the most anticipated seasons, because last season we kind of left on a cliffhanger from the reunion. So we have a lot to see, you know, from the Judices and Gorgas, and the three new girls everyone is dying to see. And then this huge story that just came out just blew it up, you know, and now Teresa's wedding. Jack, everybody I know is talking about Teresa's wedding, even if they don't watch the show. Like, it's going to be huge.
Yes. I mean, I got so many DMs. I had so many people of my friends asking me about the wedding and like, oh my God, do you see this? Do you see that? And not to mention, that's going to be its own special.
Right.
So we're going to have it maybe. I mean, what I was told by someone that it could be 4 episodes. I mean, I don't know 100% if that's true. Or it would be some type of Don't Be Tardy spinoff. I mean, I would like to see that before, during, and after the wedding, and they could make that into like a few episodes special. I would like to see that. So plus the 15 episodes, we get Teresa's wedding special and the reunion, which could almost maybe close to maybe 18 to, no, almost maybe like a 20 episode season.
Or
20 episodes of Jersey content. We'll put it like that.
So do you think, in your opinion, we're going to get the special after the season airs?
So I was reading on People Magazine that they said the special is going to be right after season 13. So I don't remember with like Porsche's having a baby, if they aired it after the reunion or before. I mean, do you remember?
I kind of think most of the time they do stuff like that, it's like after the reunion, because they'll take like a couple weeks break or a week break, you know, and then start airing the specials.
Yeah.
Just because they want to conclude the season before going to something different.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Right. But also, I wonder if on the wedding special, like the part of the Gorga drama will play out because of them not showing up. Or I don't know if are they going to make, is Teresa want to talk about that during her wedding? Like, is that going to be a topic of discussion, you think, on the special?
I mean, I don't know.
It's really debatable, because it's going to be a big elephant in the room, but I feel like watching and knowing Teresa, she's not going to want to make that a huge storyline of her own special, you know?
Yeah, definitely not.
We have to see.
We saw them film, the rehearsal dinner. I didn't see any cameras during the actual wedding, but I saw it during the, what's that called?
The
party
dinner, you said? Cocktail party?
Yeah, the cocktail hour and the reception. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was filmed. I don't think they filmed the actual wedding. I think that will be kind of like home video kind of stuff. I don't know if she wanted that actual part filmed.
You're right. I mean, maybe there'll be like some little footage of them, who knows, dancing
walking
or whatever.
Down the aisle and
walking down, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
I didn't see any cameras at that brunch, but I don't think they really needed cameras. I mean, that was kind of like a small thing.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. And also, on our episode list, shout out to our boy Joey.
Yes.
We have Teresa's bridal shower, but now I'm really thinking that that will be on the special over the actual season, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it makes sense, you know, to put all of Teresa's kind of wedding
festivities
in there. Mm-hmm. Special.
You're right, because that would kind of make, I feel like that would just be a little random from the season, and they probably want that content for the special. It makes sense.
Yeah, and I think she filmed like both of the shows at the same time. Like she filmed her special and
right
Jersey.
Right, that's you should have to.
Thinking. So
they'll probably separate the two, and I'm sure they maybe have like a they probably just she'll probably filmed a bunch of times separately, so that'll be good.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited for the season and the special, and I hope her wedding special gets her own kind of spinoff, like Don't Be Tardy.
It's about time.
That's
seriously.
That's what I can see happening.
Seriously, it should happen, because I think especially after they saw how like this wedding just like blew up and everyone was talking about it, it's really about time, you know, like they have the content, they have the people they need, like it'd be a perfect spinoff.
Yeah, and because it got so much buzz and press, they want to probably make the special as long as they can.
Yeah, that's really why they should have, you're right, like they should have turned it into a Don't Be Tardy, because they could have done all her wedding festivities and the aftermath into a whole season, I guess, even 10 episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
Do
you think that if Teresa lands her own spinoff, she will leave the Housewives?
Because
that's like a whole game changer.
I know. I hate thinking about it, but
I know. She said she'll ride it out till the end, but like,
I know.
This
and
whole
I
thing
think
is
that
it'll
would
be different if she gets her own spinoff, because she'll have her own thing. You don't have to worry about any kind of like housewife drama.
Mm-hmm. I really think that would be the only reason she could and should leave the show, because I mean, I'm sure she would still make a good check over there.
Yes.
Drama free. And I mean, she's just in such a good place right now. Like you could tell she hates when she's in this drama. Like after the fact, she always complains about it. And it's just like, I don't know. It's a perfect time and scenario for her. Kind of do her own thing, but I cannot imagine the Housewives without her. So it sucks to think about.
It'd be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are saying that she's like not really involved in the drama, which is good. Which
that
I
time,
like.
Yeah, we've
she's
seen
kind of just
much.
Like sitting back, you know, letting everything flow. She's
right.
Not even thinking about this Housewives thing. She's just thinking about getting married.
Getting married, yes,
you know?
Falling
for
in
her.
Love. Totally, but I'm sure we'll have some complainers about Teresa not doing anything this season. But I just want them to all know that these past 12 seasons, she's been everybody's storyline and every main topic of discussion. So I think it's about time she kind of does her own thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And she said she hasn't enjoyed one season of filming. So maybe this season she'll enjoy more.
Seriously, it seems like it, maybe until the finale, but I hope she enjoyed it as much as she could.
Yeah, I mean, there is, of course, some drama going to be there, but...
Right, it always comes.
Yeah. And then also, what do you think of the Jackie and Melissa kind of feud rumors?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of brand new, right?
That's brand new. I mean, it was like little rumors about it, but then at the Shore, the Shore event, they were in pictures together smiling, but then that... blind items from Bravo and Cocktails, they were like, don't believe the pictures, which I thought also, I was like, oh, everyone's smiling, but I'm like, yeah, I don't believe that. There's stuff going on there. Everyone could just be smiling for the pictures, but maybe they want that.
Right, because that's happened in the past.
Yeah.
The thing is, I only reason I'm genuinely believing it is because Jackie and Margaret, they've always been blindly loyal to each other. They always have each other's backs. So I think if this drama was so bad between Melissa and Teresa for her not to go to the wedding, Jackie and Margaret still showed up, posted, had a good time. So I genuinely think that they're not having Melissa's back, or maybe they're not as close with her as they once were, because in the past they probably wouldn't have showed up to the wedding, you know? So I guess they're in a good place with Teresa. So, I mean, I believe it.
And now, I mean, if Melissa is having something with Teresa and then two of her best friends are close to Teresa, I mean, that's kind of crazy. It really changes things up, the dynamic with everyone.
Yeah, it's a sticky situation for them all, I'm sure. But it's really about time, because all the other franchises, most of them kind of all mingle and argue with each other, you know? So like Jersey always has that like 3-on-3 mentality, which gets annoying and old after a while, because, you know, it's like unfair because everyone's like blindly loyal to one person. So,
I mean, maybe Jackie knew what she had to do, if you get what I'm saying, because maybe she thought she could get her full-time spot back if she was not friendly with Melissa.
You're right. It's a huge possibility. I mean, and you can't blame her because there was so much buzz in the press. No. So she probably had it in her back of her mind, you know? But you're right. Yeah, she definitely. I mean, it makes sense. So,
which is a smart thing, because if she really delivered that, I could see her coming back next season. Maybe not as full time, maybe still a friend, but I could definitely see her coming back next season. I mean, if she didn't bring that much this season as a friend, you think they're going to keep her next season for 14?
The only reason I think they would is because she really, this cast is so involved with each other. They have so much history by now that I think they kind of all like have a reason to be there. You know, I'm sure after some time they'll need to make changes and people will want to see, you know, new people and let the old faces go. But it's just like, it kind of makes sense. Like even if they demote certain people, like they're possibly doing with Jackie, like it's a good idea because it's good to have all that history together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and what I admire about like the Beverly Hills production company and the cast is that it's always new. New intro look every season, new cast photo, new people. Yeah. Everything's always new and fresh. That's what I love about Beverly Hills cast and their production company. Everything's always new.
You're right. They put in the work. And then what's good about it is they still have like their OGs and veterans, and they'll sometimes make appearances from older housewives, but with all the newer housewives too. And it just meshes well.
Yes, but with Jersey, I feel like they haven't had so many cast changes that there isn't so many ex-New Jersey housewives.
You're right. So it's usually like the same people we see and hear from. That's why at least this season we're seeing three new ladies, you know, mold with these people we've seen for a while. So I think that's smarter. That's what they should do every season, you know, add one person or whatever, you know, every other season.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, all in all, Jack, we have so much to look forward to.
So much to look forward to. And I'm sure there'll be more, you know, stuff revealed. Maybe not revealed, but like more stuff coming, you know?
Yeah, rumors. And I think we should definitely do it. We have a lot of months to go, so we definitely should do a part two update if we can.
Definitely should. I mean, I really hope they are smart with everything, I guess, going on, that they will edit this season faster to get it out faster, to film the next season a little faster.
Right, because it's literally in tabloids. Yeah, it's in tabloids, and no one's gonna want it. Once a year comes by of like since we last saw the Housewives, people are gonna get tired of hearing about this like rumors. You know, they want to see it now.
Reading it is so different than actually watching it. I mean, we all heard about the Margaret stuff and Teresa throwing stuff on her, but watching it was like so different.
Right, it's so true because you don't really know what to expect until you actually see it.
But also it gets people excited when they read about like little stuff. I mean, like to read some stuff, but not like the whole entire season.
Yes. Like little headlines and little rumors are perfect.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we covered
pretty much everything that's like majorly happening.
Yeah. The essential stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I hope this hypes everybody up because, and let's just hope everyone just keep tweeting about Jersey. Let's get the hype, you know. Maybe producers will see and get the season out sooner than we expect.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah. But this was a great chat. Thank you so much for coming on.
Anytime. I love being here. We have so much fun.
We definitely have to do a part two soon. Hopefully. I'm just hoping we get like stuff closer.
Right.
You know, to start talking more about the next season. But I guess we will see.
Definitely. Maybe me and you will do our best to, you know, dig some information up for our next part. And maybe we can talk about that. You never know.
Thank
you for having me, Jack. I love being here. Thank you for coming on. You're the best.
Thanks. I'll talk to you.
Yes. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to our update, Flipping the Table. Stay subscribed and stay tuned for more. Bye, guys.